listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Matt Walsh, business coach, and one of his students. No, one of his players. I don't know.
Yeah,
what do you
sure.
say?
Well, client, Brian player, member.
That's right.
There you go. Brian. We'll just call him Brian.
Matt Walsh.
I call myself
studio.
A student, student of business. So
right. I think
I'm trying to learn every day.
Okay. Well, Brian Pletta, of course, the owner, he and his wife own Stone Age Climbing Gym. Many of us have frequented the walls at the Stone Age Climbing Gym. I am humiliated every time I go there, though. I haven't been there for a few months, so the accountability, Brian, you can look at me. I'm getting fat. I've not been on the boulders doing any bouldering. But I see these kids that are 8 years old going up these walls, and they don't even breathe. You know, they're hanging from a handhold up high, not depending on their belay at all. And they're hanging there with two fingers having conversations with their parents on the floor. I can't. I'm struggling, quivering, just hanging on for 10 seconds. Brian, I mean, what physical conditioning people get into. In fact, our operations manager, Andrew, has a young baby. And I told him, I said, when she gets to be 3 or 4 years old, I've seen young kids like that climbing the walls over there.
Oh, yeah. We have all ages. You know, I generally like to say 6 and above, but we definitely have some kids, especially kids of climbing families that are in there when they're 2 or 3. And, yeah, they do great.
I mean, they go up the walls like it's nothing. And then I've seen people that really train there, and they're just in such great physical condition, stretches you out. I mean, it's just a really fun thing. And, Brian, you are making it fun. But before we start talking to Brian Pletta, he's got a great competition coming up this weekend. I'm going to ask your business coach. Matt, as you see the success that Brian and Stone Age have had, how does that make you feel?
That's a great question. And let me relate it to the audience. Okay, anybody out there who is a parent or who is been a coach, let's say, for an athletic endeavor. So you put a lot of energy into helping your sports, it would be athlete. In this case, it's a business owner. You put a lot of energy in helping them and advising them and wanting them to make some decisions to be successful. And then when they do, the satisfaction, as it would be in those other situations that I talked about, goes beyond any of the money that you might get paid and an inner satisfaction, because that's really why you do it. It's why, and you know me, Jim, and we've had a lot of talk about why I got into this originally, and that's for a whole nother conversation, but it's really to help business owners be successful in their business and try to get through the potholes that exist or the obstacles up over and around those things. And when they do, it is a pretty indescribable feeling for your member, for my member, and I'm the biggest cheering section.
I love it. And this is just a lot of fun. Brian, when we talked about planning this particular interview, you have a competition called the Yankin Yard. You call it New Mexico's Climbing Competition, coming up this weekend at your facility on Cutler. What is the address of your facility?
So it's at 4130 Cutler. We're on Cutler in between Carlisle and Washington, right there on the I-40 frontage road there.
Now, yeah. The hard part is when we planned this, we were really wanting to promote the event. But the truth is you've already sold out. You can't get any more people in your facility to watch the competition this weekend. But we're really talking about you are bringing the climbing community together, and you're ever expanding the climbing community because people are realizing how healthy it is, how fun it is, how they can do it with their families. What else is making this happen?
Yeah, I mean, it's something that we've been doing since our first year since we opened. This is our 23rd Yankin Yard competition.
And, 23rd.
Wow, yeah.
That's great.
And it really started with a community focus.
Now, you're only like 30 years old, right?
Yeah, right. A young 30. Yeah. No, so I've been doing this for a little while. That is true. And yeah, so this is our 23rd year. And it started out just as a community-based competition, what we call our citizens competition. And we are hosting that as well. And then about I think about 8 years ago, we added in a professional component that is sanctioned this year as part of one of three national bouldering competitions through USA Climbing. And so that's kind of something that we added in about 8 years ago.
So I'm going to skip a little bit. USA Climbing is the sanctioning body. Have they been the ones that have set up? This is now going to be an Olympic event. You're going to talk about that in a subsequent segment in just a minute. But can amateurs like myself, can we join that USAC organization?
Yeah, absolutely. They do. They have memberships for youth climbers. They have memberships for adult recreational climbers. They have a collegiate league for college students. So they do have their, they put on events for everybody.
And this is a fun community. I wanted to mention your website. Go to climbstoneage, STONEAGE.com, and there's going to be a link to video streaming of the event.
Yeah, so even though our seats are sold out for viewing at the event, we will be live streaming the event on USA Climbing's website, and we're going to have a link to that on our website. If you go to our website, go to the events tab and scroll down to the Yankin Yard, there will be a link there that you can go to watch it live.
So
on Saturday, that's 6:30 on Saturday night.
Okay, competition's called Yankin Yard. You got to explain to us novice climbers, what's Yankin Yard?
Well, we our first location was on Yale Avenue.
Uh-huh.
And so the original name was actually the Yankin Yard on Yale, right? A little alliteration going on there. And when we first had our first bouldering competition, we had a kind of a contest or whatever. We just opened it up to members to ask who had a good name for the competition. And that's what we came up with, was the Yankin Yard on Yale. So we're no longer on Yale. So we've dropped the on Yale part, but now it's just the Yankin Yard. So Yank and Yard are both kind of slang terms for pulling hard.
Yeah. And there are people that climb walls that look like it is so effortless. And I'm the one that's up there sweating, and I'm a foot off the floor. It's just ridiculous. It's a great way to work out. I want to encourage everybody to go out to Stone Age Climbing Gym. They take parties. They take individuals. You can buy day passes. You can buy a monthly pass. And you can find out all about this at climbstoneage.com. More with Brian Pletta, the owner of Stone Age Climbing Gym, and his business coach, Matt Walsh, when we come back. Stay with us on ABQ Connect.
Gonset Physical Medicine specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of spinal ligament injury. Don't ignore the pain and discomfort any longer. Schedule a consultation today at gonsted-nm.com or 505-884-8584.
To a patient with High Desert Hospice, something as simple as a caring touch, a smile, a prayer, or even just physical presence can bring comfort beyond measure.
I was unsure about volunteering, but when I met my first patient, I knew I had made the right decision. The patients and families are so grateful. You can't help but feel good.
Discover just how easy and fulfilling volunteering with High Desert Hospice can be. Go to highdeserthospice.care. That's highdeserthospice.care. And click on volunteer.
Jesus is called a lion and a lamb in the Bible. As the lamb, his blood was shed for our sins.
I believe that when you get to heaven, it's very possible that when you see Jesus, even in his glorified state, you're going to see marks of crucifixion on his body.
Ready? Ready. Skip Hytek has good news for you.
You say, oh man, that's going to make me feel bad. No, it's going to make you feel good, because Jesus will wear them forever, not as a shame, but as a sign, a badge of honor.
Access Skip's full teaching library at connectwithskip.com. And remember,
and he would gladly wear those and bear those forever as a reminder that what those wounds did is purchase you and bring you into God's kingdom.
Subscribe to the Skip Heitzig podcast on your mobile device. Finally, wow, the lamb will return as the lion.
In fact, it's those very wounds as a lamb that makes him qualified to come as a lion and rule and reign.
Hotspot.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
We are in studio with business coach Matt Walsh and Brian Pletta, the owner of Stone Age Climbing Gym. They have a competition coming up this weekend. It is USAC sanctioned. And Brian, I understand here right off air, you shared with me that the very first USA woman who has made the United States Olympic team is going to be here at the competition.
That's right. Yeah, Brooke Rabatou is our first athlete that has made the Olympics for 2020 in Tokyo, and she will be attending the competition. We expect her to do quite well. So,
that's got to be a little pressure on her.
Well, she's been to this competition several times in the past, and she has won in the past as well. So, we do expect her to do pretty well this weekend.
You know how a lot of athletes, like I know a lot of cyclists, like to train in New Mexico because we're at 6,000 feet or higher, and they do a lot of, I guess runners do the same thing because we're at altitude. Does that help a climber at all to train here?
I would think that it probably does, especially for the speed climbing. Maybe not so much for bouldering, which is what we're doing this weekend, because it doesn't really take the same aerobic capacity. It's more powerful, just short, hard routes with a few moves. So it really isn't quite as dependent upon lung capacity. But part of the Olympic format is speed climbing, and that's like a 100-meter dash.
Well, let's talk about the Olympic format, because there's three components to that, right?
Yeah, so in the 2020 Olympics, they're doing one medal for climbing, and it's kind of like a triathlon. So there's three disciplines, and the athletes have to compete in all three. There's bouldering, which is what we're focusing on at the Yankton Yard this weekend. And then there's sport climbing, which is longer routes that are done with rope safety systems. And then there's speed climbing, which is a race. And
yeah, that is crazy. I've watched a little bit of that on a couple of the climbing network streams.
Right.
And that is just amazing. I don't even know how. I mean, they will literally get up to a section of the wall and then jump over to another section of the wall and climb up like a cat.
Yeah, it's the route has been designed to be very dynamic. By dynamic, we mean that people do jump. You know, they jump between holds. So it allows them to move fast that way, because if they're jumping the whole time, it's a quicker way to climb. So the route has been designed for that, and the climbers that are good at it are really good at it, and that's, you know, they're jumping the whole time.
I have seen some guys miss the holds after the jumps, and it's not soft when they're coming down. I mean, there's a nice pad at the bottom, but most of them are bonking their heads on the wall, and oh my goodness, what? It's a lot of action.
Yeah, it sure is, and I think that was one of the attractions for the Olympics selection committee when they decided to add that into the medal events,
right,
is to include the speed climbing, because it is a little bit more spectator friendly for people that don't understand climbing. As a rock climber, I'm much more interested in watching the sport climbing and the bouldering than I am the speed climbing, and I think that's true for most climbers. But The speed climbing, I think, gives it some accessibility for people that aren't really familiar with the sport, and something that it's really easy to tell, did somebody win or lose, you know?
Right.
Who got to the top first?
Talk to us about bouldering a little bit, and if you would, Brian, tie that into people like myself. I mean, we want to just go get in shape, do a little bouldering. Explain that. How does competition work, and how does just a regular Joe go out there and climb a little bit?
Yeah, so bouldering is climbing without ropes, similar to climbing on boulders outdoors. That's where it started. We started climbing on small boulders out in the mountains, mainly for practice, for real climbing, for, you know, climbing in the mountains or getting to the top of a peak. Historically, that was kind of the case. And over time, bouldering has really developed into its own thing. There are a lot of climbers that just go bouldering. They don't do anything else. They really just focus on that discipline of the sport. And, you know, some of the best climbers in the world are really focused on bouldering. So it has really become its own thing. But it's climbing on short boulders or short walls without the need for rope safety systems. We generally have some sort of a padded surface that you can fall on. Outdoors, we have portable, call them crash pads, kind of a little portable mattress that you take with you to cushion your fall if you fall off of a boulder outside. In the gym, we have thick, permanent pad systems. that are designed to cushion the impact of the fall.
You know, I think I would need a crash system similar to what you have in the dashboard of your car if I was going to participate. You know, you're about
the
to
airbag.
The airbag, yeah.
You know, there's one company, Flash Climbing, that developed an airbag crash pad system just for that. And it never really took off because it was quite expensive. But they did have one where you know, it had a controlled release of air and very good for absorbing impact from high falls.
Brian, talk to us about how your competition is now part of the National Cup Series.
Yeah, so I think this is the third year that the National Cup Series has been in existence. Fourth year. We were in the first 2 years, and then we took a break last year, and then we're back again for our fourth National Cup. And so it's a series of bouldering competitions leading up to adult national championships in the U.S. And the three competitions are tied in. Athletes accumulate points at each of the three competitions, and then that kind of helps their national ranking at the end of the season.
So, and are there a lot of really very competitive professional and amateur athletes that live in New Mexico that compete at your gym?
Yeah, we have a good number of athletes that train and compete at our gym. We have a youth climbing team. One of our youth climbers went to the World Championships this summer and came in second.
Yeah, that's
in the world. So, you know, really, you know, great result there. And yeah, we do have some strong local climbers. Molly Rennie, who's going to be one of our announcers for the competition this year, has competed nationally in the National Cup Series, and I think she's going to compete this year too. But
Brian Pletta, owner of Stone Age Climbing Gym, and his business coach, Matt Walsh, in studio with us this afternoon. We've got one more segment, guys. I'm sorry this goes so fast. So stay with us on ABQ Connect. We're going to come back and talk a little bit about Matt's role as a business coach and, again, some successes and some innovations that Stone Age is putting together. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
No matter what, your system is going to break.
Are you kidding me?
When it does, give Bosque Heating and Cooling a call.
Perfect.
That's 444-7200. Whatever it is, Bosque is just a call away. 444-7200. Yeah, that's their number. 444-7200. Or visit www.ourhouseishot.com. That's www.ourhouseishot.com.
Therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them. For this is the law and the prophets. Matthew 7:12. Hello, Scott Simpkins from Petrie Buick GMC and Petrie Kia. That's one of my favorite verses. It reminds us how to treat others, to be kind, respectful, and honest, among other things. That's a core value at Petrie. We love helping customers and always do so in the same manner we would want to be treated. If you have any automotive needs, including service, I invite you to stop by Petrie Buick GMC or Petrie Kia on Eagle Ranch Road across from the Cottonwood Mall.
It's time to power up your day with a one-minute focal point from Pastor Mike Fabares.
Want a surefire way to increase your joy? Well, then talk to other people about Jesus Christ. In Luke 15, Jesus uses three different parables to describe how heaven rejoices over one sinner who repents. That joy will also be experienced on earth by the person that shares the gospel and is witness to a life transformed by Christ. 1 Thessalonians 2:19 assures us that when Jesus comes again, our joy and our crown will be those that we brought into the kingdom of heaven. So let us not grow weary in sharing the gospel. If we celebrate people's earthly birthdays, how much more are we going to rejoice, particularly on that day when we see them enter the kingdom of God?
Get more hard-hitting, straight-up Bible teaching when you listen to Focal Point's half-hour program. Consider Pastor Mike Fabares as your personal Bible coach. He'll take you through the paces right here on this station. And listen anytime at focalpointradio.org.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Brian Pletta, owner of Stone Age Climbing Gym, and his business coach Matt Walsh in studio with us this afternoon on ABQ Connect. Matt, what does a typical business coaching session with Brian look like?
Okay, so first of all, you know, I think it is important to get in perspective how I approach a coaching session with Brian. And first of all, you have to understand, I have to understand, it's about him and his time and his agenda and what he wants to accomplish, not about me at all.
Okay.
And so we've had conversations over years. So Brian and I have been working together for almost 10 years, I think it is. And so in that time frame, I have a real good sense of what he's told me he wants to do. And in that, well, I'll just approach it kind of open-ended. Hey, Brian, how's it going? So I know, and I'm taking a temperature for Brian of where he's coming from on that. So he'll, you know, start talking about his life and his business and whatever he wants to do in that. And then I'll take a lot of notes in that, and I'll keep track of commitments that he's making
now,
throughout the conversation.
You're aware, though, of your prior meeting. You guys,
yes, exactly. I have notes from the prior meeting.
Yeah, about issues that he was dealing
with. And he brings
that
up.
I do.
That's the most valuable thing. He's like, Brian, did you do that one yet? Well, no, I haven't quite gotten to that yet, Matt, but I'll get it done next month.
Yeah.
That's right. And people think I'm holding them responsible when all I'm doing is saying, but you said you were going to do this. So is it still important or not important? And if it is, then maybe helping them think through how are they going to approach actually getting it done instead of, well, I'll get to that next time.
Now, do you have interaction with his team at all, his management team and people over there, or is he kind of?
That is not part of the coaching session, but he has brought me in the past to actually facilitate. So I not only do the coaching, but I also do some facilitation, and he's brought me in the past to do that on it. So not a great deal, but I have had instances where that has been the case.
So you're in the profession, Brian, of having people enjoy a beautiful facility that you've built. You're building another one at San Pedro and Alameda on the north side of Albuquerque, which I can't wait to see because I live in Corrales. And all my friends that live up in the Northeast Heights are excited about it. But what I wanted to ask you is, you and your wife, Christina, have owned this. You've been outdoor people. You've enjoyed climbing. You do a lot of outdoor and indoor climbing. But when it's your profession, do you still enjoy the sport?
I do, Jim. And, you know, I still get out climbing regularly. Not as much as I used to, of course. But, you know, a lot of that just demands on my time and just some, you know, other interests that I've picked up over the years, but I still like climbing. Went out last weekend to El Rito and camped for the weekend and went climbing for 2 days. So it is something that I still enjoy getting out and doing. And, you know, sometimes it has put a little bit of a damper on my enthusiasm for gym climbing, because if I'm there all day long, do I really want to stay after work and climb in the gym? And I still do. I try and climb in there at least once a week, but you know, that's probably the biggest damper it's put on my enthusiasm for climbing is in the gym.
We started our time together talking about your Yank and Yard competition, which is New Mexico's climbing competition, premier competition. It's going to be this weekend, and people can watch that online. They can find a link at climbstoneage.com. Go to events, and then it will actually connect them to the USAC website.
Yeah, the live stream is going to be hosted on USA Climbing's YouTube channel. But we will have a link on our website to direct people to that live stream.
So I want to ask you real quickly, and we don't have much time left. Do want to let everybody know you're building a new facility again at San Pedro and Alameda. But there's this thing that I've been reading about and seeing things on Twitter and stuff about these people they call route setters. And these guys are becoming more and more popular all over the country, and they have developed an expertise, almost an artistry, about how they set up the routes. Tell us about your route setters.
Yeah, the route setters are really the kind of the foundation of the climbing gym. They create the product that we provide to our members and to competitors for a competition like this, because they're the ones that design the routes and put the holds on the wall. And especially for a competition like this, we have some really high-end route setters that have come in to work with our team. We have some high-end route setters in-house, but we've also brought in some outside help to come in and help set some of the routes for the best climbers in the country. So they have to actually be able to climb these routes themselves. Wow. And so they are up there with the best climbers of the country as far as their abilities and being able to climb at this level of difficulty. So, 'cause they have to design the route for these climbers. So they're really a special talent.
I imagine that they have a great time of fellowship too, just being creative and doing all the fun things that they do on a wall. And I can't imagine doing scary things at 30 feet above the floor personally. So I'll stick with bouldering, Brian.
Okay. That sounds great.
Brian Pletta, the owner of Stone Age Climbing Gym, and Matt Walsh, his business coach. Thank you for being with us today. And best
pleasure
to you yanking yard this weekend at Stone Age. Watch it online. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks,
we'll
John.
See you tomorrow.
Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.